Revolution, Representation and Reputation. Mary Wollstonecraft made a strong case for empowering women through education. Despite the negative response to her radical opinions and lifestyle, she reassured her fellow feminist critic Mary Hayes in 1797 that
"Those who are bold enough to advance before the age they live in and to throw off, by the force of their own mind, the prejudices which the maturing reason of the world will in time disavow, must learn to brave censure. We ought not to be too anxious respecting the opinion of others."
Despite the success of Catherine Macaulay's History of England, criticism of her increased after the American Declaration of Independence in 1776. But instead of focusing on her Republican politics, most satirised Macaulay's disregard for traditional feminine decorum in her professional and personal life. The following text was published with a print titled The Political Platonic Lovers, which suggested that Macaulay was having an affair with the Reverend Thomas Wilson, her elderly patron.
"After producing 4 volumes of her history, she resorts to Bath to rest. The compliments she here met with upon the uncommon merits of her book, it is thought, rather inflated her vanity, and made her imagine that so great a genius as herself should be entirely eccentric, and different from the rest of her sex. Accordingly, we find she, upon most occasions, affected an absence that would have been ridiculous in any other female. One night in particular, she was at the rooms with only one part of her face decorated. The men stared, the women tittered, but the platonic lover, having engaged in a deep political argument with a learned civilian, she remained unconcerned at the remarks and sneers that were passed upon her."
In 1790, the still comparatively unknown Mary Wollstonecraft sent this unsolicited letter to the historian Catherine Macaulay. Both women had just published pro-revolutionary responses to Edmund Burke's conservative and reactionary Reflections on the Revolution in France. Wollstonecraft sent Macaulay a copy of her Vindication of the Rights of Men with this letter.
"Madam, now I venture to send you, with a name utterly unknown to you in the title page, it is necessary to apologise for thus intruding on you. But instead of an apology, shall I tell you the truth? You are the only female writer who I consider respecting the rank our sex ought to endeavour to attain in the world. I respect Mrs. Macaulay Graham because she contends for laurels, while most of our sex only seek for flowers."
A few days later, Catherine Macaulay replied,
"Dear Madam, the receipt of your letters with one of the copies of the second edition of your excellent pamphlet in Vindication of the Rights of Men gave me a pleasure derived from a variety of causes. I am pleased at the attention of the public to your animated observations, pleased with the flattering compliment you paid me, and still more highly pleased that this publication, which I have so greatly admired from its pathos and sentiment, should have been written by a woman, and thus to see my opinion of the flowers and talents of the sex in your person so early verified."
Wollstonecraft's Vindication of the Rights of Woman, published in 1792, argued that English women had been forced into narrow roles within society, denied access to education, and treated as frivolous creatures whose purpose was only to please men. Advocating serious study to lift women from sensation to intellect, Wollstonecraft's rallying cry was aimed at the radical reform of Britain as a whole.
"It is time to effect a revolution in female manners, time to restore them their lost dignity, and make them, as part of the human species, labour by reforming themselves to reform the world."
Richard Polwheel's poem, The Unsexed Females, is an anti-revolutionary tirade against independent-minded feminist writers. For Polwheel, these women were unsexed by the masculine behaviour of publishing political and seditious opinion. Chief among his unsexed women was
Wollstonecraft, whom no decorum checks. Arise, the intrepid champion of her sex. O'er humbled man, assert the sovereign claim, and slight the timid blush of virgin fame.
Thank you.